First of all, I want to say how pleased I was with the response to the call to adoration and prayer that took place here in our church last Tuesday, which of course was Election Day. We literally had hundreds of people from all over Baton Rouge who came to Mass and adoration on that day. We'd also had a beautiful Mass the day before, last Monday, which was All Souls Day at Roselawn Cemetery, a Mass at which we celebrated our communion with God's saints. And so it was a week that really touched my heart. And more importantly, I really felt that the Lord was pleased that His people were praying so fervently to Him. And we need to keep praying for our nation with that same spirit. As you know, at this time, some states are still counting ballots, and there is the possibility of legal challenges in court. And so, as I said, prayer for our nation is very much needed. On Wednesday of this week, we will celebrate Veterans Day, an important reminder to us of the millions of men and women in uniform who have sacrificed over centuries to protect and defend our nation, even to the point of shedding their own blood. Our nation was established, despite its sins and failings, as a nation under God. And so it's important that as Christians we continue to pray for the Lordship of Jesus Christ in our land and pray that the hearts of our people will turn to God and that all human life will be reverenced and respected from the moment of conception until the moment of natural death. And so once again this Tuesday, we will have Mass at 8 a.m. followed by the public recitation of the Rosary and benediction of the Blessed Sacrament. And adoration will continue here in church until 6 p.m. And I invite you, if you can, to come and pray this Tuesday. As for our readings today, in the Gospel our Lord tells a story about 10 virgins, 5 of them foolish and 5 wise. The 10 virgins were actually bridesmaids, you see. In those days, it was not the groom and his attendants who waited for the bride to make her appearance at the door of the church on the day of the wedding. No, it was the bride and her bridesmaids who waited, hidden away at the bride's home, until the bridegroom showed up to escort her to the wedding feast. On this occasion, the bridegroom was delayed in coming until very late at night. And when word spread that he was finally on his way, the 5 foolish bridesmaids who were ill-prepared were already out of oil, their lamps dark. There was no store around the corner to purchase oil. There were no flashlights and batteries in supply. And so the foolish virgins went off to shop for oil while the bridegroom appeared. And as a result, they missed the wedding feast. The doors were locked when they arrived. The story is a parable, of course, and the oil is a symbol. The oil in the story is a symbol for the wisdom of God, which constantly burns bright for those who are living in the state of friendship with God, but which is absent from the minds and hearts of those who do not know the Lord and who do not understand His ways. And so while the wise virgins were vigilant and had what they needed when the bridegroom appeared, the foolish virgins discovered, much to their everlasting regret, that the wisdom of God is not something that you can just go out and get when you need it. It can't be borrowed or simply doled out or purchased on demand. It takes time to acquire wisdom, a time of preparation. It takes prayer and sacrifice and a willingness to repent of one's sins and to love the Lord with all our heart. Today in our first reading, the sacred author uses another symbol or image for the wisdom of God. And this time the symbol is not oil, but a woman. Resplendent and unfading is wisdom, and she is readily perceived by those who love her, and she is found by those who seek her. She hastens to make herself known to those who desire her. And whoever watches for her at dawn will not be disappointed, for he will find her sitting at his gate. In these words, we see that the wonderful thing about the life of faith, the spiritual life, is that if we sincerely and steadfastly seek the Lord, we discover that God has first sought us. Yes, God has been waiting for us. But we also learn that we cannot simply demand to know God only when we think that we need him or when it suits us to call upon him for his blessings. If God is waiting for us, we also must wait for the Lord. I want to share with you today a reflection on the wisdom of God that comes from Timothy Cardinal Dolan, the Archbishop of New York. Some of you may remember this because I shared it with you once before. In these words of reflection, Cardinal Dolan contrasts human knowledge that can be obtained by research and study and investigation with divine wisdom, which comes from God, from a deep and abiding relationship with him. Ideally, human knowledge and divine wisdom go together. And so listen to these words, for you will find wisdom in them. Knowledge teaches us what we can do. Wisdom teaches us who we are. Knowledge emphasizes where we have been. Wisdom emphasizes where we are headed. Knowledge will help you get a job. Wisdom will help you get to heaven. Knowledge prepares you with life skills. Wisdom prepares you for lasting joy. Knowledge describes creation and created things. Wisdom awakens you to the one who created them all. Knowledge teaches you what to say. Wisdom teaches you how to pray. Knowledge instructs you on how to win friends. Wisdom on how to keep them. Knowledge tells you what to know. Wisdom teaches you how to think. Knowledge informs us that the earth is not the center of the universe. Wisdom reminds me that neither am I. Knowledge tells us what we can get. Wisdom, what we can give. Knowledge, what I can reap. Wisdom, what I can sow. Knowledge, the things that are visible. Wisdom, what is invisible. Knowledge, the things that I can prove. Wisdom, who and how to trust. To know Jesus Christ is to possess the wisdom of God. And no one knows him better than the one who conceived him in her womb, the one who gave him birth, the one who is the humble handmaid of the Lord. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us.